sea lampreys in the omnibus bill. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People who battle sea lampreys are happy with the big spending bill President Trump signed on Friday. Lampreys are an invasive fish that drink the blood and body fluids of fish like lake trout and salmon.
For lamprey control, there's $7 million additional funds, and that will be used primarily for lamprey infrastructure.
That's Mark Gaydon. He's the communications director for the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. Gaydon says that infrastructure includes things like barriers and traps.
We have infrastructure in water that works in controlling lamprey. In fact, it's some of the most cost-effective ways of controlling lamprey. And as this infrastructure deteriorates, we see the possibility of lamprey expanding.
Gaydon says the bill also includes $1.8 million for a lamprey barrier on the Grand River in Grand Rapids. This is the Environment Report. Just 20% of Americans are responsible for almost half of the food-related greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. That's one of the findings of a new study. Marty Heller is a senior research specialist with the Center for Sustainable Systems. It's part of the School for Environment and Sustainability at the University of Michigan. And he joins me now. Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
That 20% of American diets that rank highest in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, what do those diets look like?
So one thing we do know is that diets in that fifth of the population are eating more food in total, more total calories. They're also eating more meat, and primarily that meat is made up of more beef than other meats like chicken, poultry, compared with the lower end of the distribution.
And what do people eat at the lower end?
Yeah, we've been exploring that a little bit. There isn't any real standout, you know, identification for those diets, but certainly they're eating less meats, and those meats tend to be more poultry than red meats.
So red meats, we've known this, right, for a long time that red meats are higher greenhouse gas emissions.
We have, yes. There's lots of pieces contributing to that. One is just simply, you know, eating up higher up the trophic level. It takes a lot of feed to feed those animals through their lifetime. But then the one big thing that happens with cattle is this additional enteric methane emissions, which is a very potent greenhouse gas.
And when you say enteric, you mean when they burp, basically?
Yeah, exactly. So the microorganisms in those animals' stomachs that allow them to break down cellulosic materials that you and I can't digest happen to have a byproduct, which is methane.
What would happen if the Americans with the highest impact diets made some changes?
We looked at that just as a really simple simulation. If those high-impact diets moved even just to an average emission diet, so again, nothing dramatic, not going vegetarian or, you know, completely eliminating meat from their diet, but just moving to an average. And we found that shift would represent close to 10% of the emissions reductions that the U.S. requires in order to meet something like a Paris Agreement goal. So, you know, significant numbers, puts these kind of diet shifts in a place of prominence, I think, in thinking about climate action.
Marty Heller is a senior research specialist with the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.